New Zealand wakes up with Hosking.
And BNZ, making business happen.
The Mike Hosking Breakfast on Newstalk ZB.
Good morning to you. 7 past 7. Big red flag out of the Christchurch quake and rebuild experience to tell you about this morning. In fact, the claim is we've learnt nothing from the 2011 event. The New Zealand Initiative report tells us the rebuild was stalled by avoidable policy mistakes and frustrating bureaucratic processes, and we are nowhere near ready for the next big one. Chief Economist at the Initiative, Dr. Eric Crampton, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do I take it there are two bits to this report, in the sense there's the preparedness bit for the next one, the water storage, the foundations, etc., for buildings, versus the rebuild and the issues that have come out of it?
Well, yeah. So government has done a lot of work in encouraging everybody to have their water tanks ready, all of their emergency supplies prepared. The government needs to do a little bit more work looking at its own preparedness. Policy wasn't ready for the Christchurch earthquakes, and it's still not ready for the next one that will eventually come in Wellington.
Can we have policy to prevent what nature will do to us, in the reality being that it will do what it will do, and what else are we expected to do?
Policy can't stop earthquakes, but we can make sure that the recovery from it is a lot less painful than it was in Christchurch. I was based there until 2014. I was lecturing at the University of Canterbury at the time. And it was at least as bad watching avoidable policy errors over that process as it was living through the earthquake in the first place. People were living in wrecked houses for far longer than they needed to be because of avoidable failures in relations between EQC and the insurers. A different structure could lead to a lot less pain for homeowners. Downtown is still only just getting back now. The areas that were outside of the government's zone of policy uncertainty, where they took years and years to decide who would be allowed to do what and where, areas outside of that came back reasonably quickly. Areas that still had the hand of government on top of it took a lot longer.
You are right, but what you are telling me is, once again, if you rely on a government department, the government department almost inevitably, and this is applicable to most factions of life, will in some way, shape or form let you down.
Well, government will always be involved after an earthquake, but we can make sure that they do a proper job of it. And there's a lot of lessons to learn out of Christchurch. So instead of having to build an agency like CIRA off the ground and having all of the teething problems that an agency will always have when it's just getting set up, there's off-the-shelf stuff we could be setting up now around the financial arrangements and governance structures and enabling legislation so that we can just pull that off of the shelf when the next big one comes, instead of having to have an agency invent itself while trying to deal with a natural disaster. Similarly, we can formalize the trial that was undertaken in the Kaikoura earthquakes, where private insurance assessors came in first rather than having people have to wait for EQC and then wait for their private insurers after EQC has done their initial go-through. A much better version of it was trialed in Kaikoura. We can formalize that and make sure that that's ready to go after the next one.
All right, Eric, appreciate your time as always. Dr. Eric Crampton out of the New Zealand Initiative this morning. And, of course, I think another thing we learned to back what he is saying up is, in the Kaikoura quake, what fell over? Stats House. Stats House was a new building. Under new building codes, those things aren't supposed to happen, and yet they did. 7:10.
Hosking.
The government ticks off another